Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, a senior writer with TechTarget Storage Sites. My guest today is Henry Baltazar. Henry is a senior analyst at Forrester Research. He'll be speaking with us about trends with network-attached storage and storage area networks. Henry, what major trends and innovations are you seeing with NAS and SAN these days?
With NAS and SANs these days, I think the big trend that everybody's circling around is the concept of software-defined storage. And in terms of how that's going to change provisioning and change storage management. Other things that we're keeping an eye on that are very interesting are the rise of flash storage and adoption of things like all-flash arrays. And finally, we're also seeing more interest in scale-out NAS.
Okay, let's talk about each one of the things you mentioned. With software-defined storage, how will that impact existing SAN and NAS systems?
When I talk to a lot of the enterprise customers today, the big problem they have regards how do we make provisioning faster and how do we get better utilization out of our systems? With software-defined storage, the way that Forrester's defining it, we believe that there's going to be three key elements you have to have to be able to enable this next-generation infrastructure. First, you're going to have API-based provisioning so that your management capabilities can go and talk to all the various storage SAN and NAS boxes and be able to get a feel for what resources they have available and what can be provisioned on demand. Second, I think you need to have a storage virtualization type capability because, I mean, that's going to be very key to be able to move data from silo to silo to make sure that when you actually need a high-performance resource, you can move the data to the right place at the right time. Finally, a third component that we believe that has to happen for software-defined storage to be deployed is the advent of storage quality of service or storage QoS. With storage QoS, that capability is basically created so you can limit and control the amount of resources each of the applications can utilize. Usually when we see this today, it's usually set on either a LAN or a VM or a server basis, and you can control the number of IOPS, the amount of throughput, and the latency that each of the resources can be able to utilize.
You also mentioned flash. How is flash changing SAN and NAS systems in the way they're designed?
Flash has made tremendous inroads over the last few years, and now it's at a point where a lot of SAN and NAS systems already come with flash on board. I think the next phase of the transition, as flash gets cheaper and less expensive to deploy, we'll start seeing better adoption of things like all flash arrays, and we'll also see more hybrid systems which have a larger footprint of flash to be able to provide high performance and reduce the cost of ownership by limiting the number of spindles you have to have in an environment.
Henry, in what ways have you seen scale-out NAS evolving?
Scale-out NAS has really progressed a lot over the last couple of years. When I first started looking at scale-out NAS years ago, it was really pretty much confined to specific vertical markets like oil and gas and bio and research and HPC, areas where they had to have big files and they had to have high performance. Now, because all companies in general are seeing tremendous data growth for unstructured data, it's gotten to a point where even your average enterprise is probably going to have to start looking at things like scale-out NAS to be able to deal with the type of data growth they're seeing in their environments today.
Henry, what are your predictions for 5 years out with respect to trends and innovations we might see with NAS and SAN?
I think a lot of the things we talked about will come to fruition within that five-year period. Unfortunately, storage doesn't move at an extremely rapid pace, as you well know. So it'll take a couple of years for a lot of these trends to get running. And software-defined storage, we believe that'll be deployed within the next couple of years. All-flash arrays, well, I don't believe that flash will eliminate disk anytime in the near future. Flash will be a bigger part of the storage environments, but it's going to take time for that to become the dominant storage platform. And finally, with scale-out NAS, I think that's going to become more the norm as opposed to the conventional NAS we have today. When you look at different environments, there's just so much of a data burden, it's getting too hard for customers to deal with the growth.
Are you seeing any other technology on the horizon, one that we haven't discussed, that could become a big storage trend moving forward?
I think the other trend that actually extends beyond storage itself is the concept of converged infrastructures. So we're seeing a lot of movements there in terms of people trying to combine the networking, storage, and server resources to make them more efficient and more appliance-like. There's definitely benefits to that, but there will be political challenges in terms of who's going to be able to control those environments as they get rolled out.
Thanks, Henry. That concludes our podcast on SAN and NAS storage trends. We appreciate your listening.